So, set aside from the food and drink, in terms of architecture and city breaks, in terms of Europe, based on your experience, places you've been, what would you recommend to people maybe listening right now that are planning a trip?
You know, some place that we love and we actually haven't been to in a long time is actually Amsterdam. Not for the traditional reasons that, you know, people talk about with what kind of breaks you can do in Amsterdam, but because it actually is such a stunning city. It's so beautiful with the canals and the architecture. It's a great city to just wander around in. We actually went to Amsterdam once for a weekend when we were living in the U.S. We flew out on a Thursday night and went home on a Monday night. I absolutely adore the city.
Yeah, it's full of culture as well. The number of times I've been to Amsterdam, the different quarters and districts it has. When you first go there, for example, I left the hotel, the train station, headed into the city centre. And I have to say, I accidentally found the red light district, right? So accidentally. Then I crossed a bridge and all of a sudden I was in Chinatown, all these red lanterns hanging in the air and everything else. And it was so cultural. It was quite a pleasant shock. But then, of course, you get to experience the city and know where places are. And it really is a beautiful place to go, particularly the breathtaking canals and the scenery. And I know a couple of my friends have been to the tulip fields as well, which is still on my list of things to do. Being based here in Belgium, it's not far up the road.
I think for me, the first thought with Amsterdam was we are absolutely going to get lost just based on how long the street names were.
That's very true. The Dutch pronunciations are very tricky.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But then we just came back from 10 days in the Czech Republic, and we've now been to Prague 3 times, and I think it's one of the most beautiful cities as well in Europe. I mean, for a lot of that part of the world, it escaped World War II relatively unscathed. Yeah. It just has such beautiful traditional architecture. The buildings are all brightly painted, and you have this wonderful river and a beautiful big castle. And
we were able to catch it actually on a couple of stunningly beautiful, bright blue sky days, and it really is one of those great European cities.
It certainly is, yeah, but breathtaking stuff. Czech Republic, I've been to Brno, the second city. Yes. I have a friend there, and obviously that's a little bit off the tourist trail because most people, as you say, go to Prague, and Brno tends to get overlooked. Only people that are travelling from the Czech Republic over to Vienna in Austria to visit. But that's certainly quite breathtaking, and quite a lot of crocodiles about there as well, isn't there?
Yes, we just did a Facebook Live broadcast from Brno last week, and we went into the town hall and showed the crocodile. And we asked our friend, you know, what's the purpose of the crocodile? And he's like, I don't know. I have to Google it. It's the city mascot. Yeah.
But you're absolutely right about Brno. And, you know, for most, especially, let's say, American or Canadian tourists, they're just going to go to Prague. When Brno is right there, being food and wine addicts, the food scene is amazing. We had, and we spend most of our time living in Asia, but we had arguably some of the greatest sushi we've ever had in Brno.
And more often than not, it's outside of the tourist places that you find these little gems.
Absolutely. Well, this was a Czech man who, after the fall of communism, he went to France, became a sommelier, fell in love with sushi, and said, you know what, my dream is to open a sushi restaurant one day. It took him 20 years, but the glow of pride in this man's face was absolutely invigorating.
Wow, he got there in the end. And we seem to be talking about food again. I'm going to be drooling into the microphone very soon, I think. So, finally, tell us your experiences of Belgium, because I hear that yourself, Eric, you've not been or seen much of Belgium, but Amber has.
Yeah. Yes, I've actually been to Brussels as well as Bruges during a study abroad program during my law school days it was in 2000.
When Belgium hosted the Euros, that's when she was there.
So that was I was over in Luxembourg when that was happening, which is another place that tends to get overlooked by tourists. Have you been to Luxembourg at all?
I have, actually, on the same trip when I was in Brussels, we also spent, I think, one or two nights in Luxembourg, and it was beautiful, and I would have never thought to have gone there other than the fact that the study abroad took us through, and it was lovely sitting in the open squares and, I'll say, eating and drinking, but, you know, that seems to be the theme.
So what would you say to people that are perhaps, you know, thinking about doing the tourism thing, similar to what you guys do? Are there any words of wisdom or advice you can give?
I think for us, I think the biggest thing is, you know, everyone focuses, particularly as Eric said, from the U.S. and Canada, into coming over and doing the capitals and trying to do as many of them, you know, as they can in one trip. And I just continue to think that we just find such great gems when you're looking at smaller areas. Like we've mentioned Emilia Romagna, so going into Modena and Bologna instead of Rome,
yeah.
Going to Brno instead of Prague. But to just try to focus, instead of doing four European capitals in one trip, pick one country, fly in and out of the capital, and then explore some of the smaller, lesser-known cities. You get a more authentic experience. It's usually at a lower cost. And you just have such a better time, yeah, than focusing on the heart of the capitals and the tourist traps.
Yeah, and then to sort of round off our theme here on food, I would tell people, listen, go to the tourist area, that's fine, but go three or four blocks in either direction off the tourist area and eat there. That's where you're going to find where the locals eat. So that's my advice. Just go a few blocks off the path.
Okay, well, thank you ever so much for joining us on New Europe Radio today, Eric Hoffman and Amber as well. And keep listening to New Europe Radio. I'm sure we will speak again when your travels escalate and continue further down the road. If people would like to get in contact with you, what's the best way if they'd like to ask you anything?
Sure, I think the best way would to go to Facebook, and the name of our blog is With Husband in Tow.
Okay, thanks for joining us today.
You're listening to New Europe Radio.